USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. Children as young as 6 months could be getting COVID shots as early as next Tuesday, after advisors for the FDA gave their complete backing. Here's Anna Matheson. She's the mom of a toddler.
I am relieved. I think it's a good thing. And I would be more relieved if we hadn't all had COVID and had COVID recently.
The FDA's advisory panel believes that the benefits of these vaccines outweigh any potential risks. According to data published Thursday by King's College of London, the Omicron variant of COVID-19 is less likely than the Delta variant to cause what's known as long COVID. In the first peer-reviewed study on long COVID risk and the Omicron variant, researchers said the odds of getting long COVID from Omicron were 20 to 50% less than with the Delta variant. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Witnesses at Thursday's public hearing of the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol rejected theories that former Vice President Mike Pence could have decided the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. The goal of the third hearing focused specifically on former President Trump's pressure on Pence to throw out the results of the voting. Ahead of the riots at the Capitol, Trump called on Pence not to certify the Electoral College results in favor of then-President-elect Joe Biden. According to Swedish research published Thursday, dementia risk doubles if a person has had at least two of these three diseases, type 2 diabetes, stroke, or heart disease. The study says cardiometabolic multimorbidity accelerates cognitive decline and increases the risk of both cognitive impairment and its conversion to dementia. The research findings are based on extracted data from the Swedish National Study on Aging and Caring. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Scientists in China have announced that they've detected what may be signals from an alien civilization using the world's largest radio telescope that has been trained on exoplanets, which are planets outside of Earth's solar system. But the scientists warn they could be just radio interference. Science and Technology Daily, the official newspaper of China's Ministry of Science, said that the team of scientists from Beijing Normal University identified two groups of suspicious signals in 2020. And a third this year. A new dual robot drone that can fly and dive has successfully collected underwater samples to track water quality changes in hard-to-reach areas. The drone, which was developed at Imperial College London and called Medusa, or Multi-Environment Dual Robot for Underwater Sample Acquisition, can fly and land on water while dropping a camera with sensors more than 33 feet deep to collect data and samples. The drone was recently tested in laboratories and in field experiments on Lake Zurich in Switzerland. If you want to reduce the possibility of getting sick, stay out of the break room. Research finds that's the germiest place in your office. Break room sink faucet handles have the most bugs, followed by the break room microwave door handles, vending machine buttons, and refrigerator door handles. I'm Victor Paul, USA Radio News.